the tortoise of the hare.
Yeah.
Where do these? Where do they live? Different animals.
The turtles.
Mm-hmm.
In and near water.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any turtles that live on the dry land or anything.
Well, yeah, you have some that live on, but they're near water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have any difference in term for a turtle lived in the water and one that lived on the land. Okay. Do you have any other name you ever heard for a sycamore tree? Ever hear buttonwood or buttonball or anything?
No, but I've heard names, and the sycamore is south of here quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now my father knew some of the trees better than I know these around here.
Mm-hmm. George Washington was famous for cutting down what kind of tree?
Cherry tree.
Okay. You go out in the woods and you have there's a plant with three leaves you want to stay away from.
Ivy.
What's the full term for this? Just
poison ivy.
Yeah. Are there other kinds of poisonous plants?
There's poison oak. And
anything else?
Well, there's a May apple. It's poisonous.
Mm-hmm. They have something with red leaves or anything that is a maybe like a tree, small tree?
Dogwood.
Well, it's poisonous a lot of times.
Red leaves?
Yeah, I'm trying to think how to describe this because I don't want to say it really.
Mm-hmm.
We'd maybe say a shumac or sumac or... That would be a term you'd be familiar with, sir?
I'm familiar with that term of bush, yeah.
How would you pronounce it?
Shumac.
Okay. What are some different kinds of berries that you might find?
Well, elderberries in the wild, raspberries, and huckleberries,
mm-hmm.
blackberries.
And the kind everybody raises is?
Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Somebody is, I guess they don't do this around here, but where does maple syrup come from?
It's refined sugar water from sugar maple tree.
Mm-hmm. If somebody has a bunch of these trees and is sort of doing this commercially, you can say he has what's a bunch of these trees called?
And they do it down south. Maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And they cook it in a vat, distill the water.
Mm-hmm. Would you call this a maple grove or anything, or would you have a term for it that you'd use?
No.
Okay. Lady whose husband has died is a...
widow.
Are you familiar with the term grass widow?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
My husband died before they had children.
Okay. You're the first person I know who's defined that. What do they call a thing that they use to take the baby out for some air? A small thing with wheels on it.
Go-kart.
Okay.
Stroller.
Any other term?
You mean it's... A transport?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baby carriage.
Would you ever use baby buggy?
Yeah.
But you'd be likelier to say baby carriage than baby buggy. Or is that?
Yeah, the party.
Did you ever have before they had ladies went to the hospital to have babies? There'd be a woman that'd come around and help with the delivery.
Midwife.
Yeah. Were there any other terms for that you knew or? Okay.
No more than what maybe.
Okay. You have a man, say, with a long nose or something like that, and you have he has a son who also has a long nose. You could say that the boy,
favorite his dad.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have a name for for somebody that is born out of wedlock? Parents were never married.
bastard.
Is there any other term you'd use, or that's...
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, not an epithet, but I mean somebody that's, okay. The, if a child's parents have died, he's probably going to be a, what'd you
orphan.
Call? Okay. And, if a child is an orphan, you're probably going to have the court to appoint a,
guardian.
Okay. How would, I just, these things are, just want to see how you say these words. The mother of Jesus was,
virgin.
Well, what was her name?
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife's name was,
Martha.
Okay, President Carter's brother's name is...
Billy.
And there used to be a song that went, my darling something gray.
Nellie Gray.
Okay.